A call for immigration reform today from an interesting coalition bringing together labor unions and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, says it not only wants to legalize the millions of immigrant workers here already, but also supports a guest worker program. That position is at odds with the AFL-CIO. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, the disagreement shows the conflicted attitude unions have toward immigrants as they struggle to stem declining membership.
Unions have opposed illegal immigrant workers about as long as unions have been around. At the turn of the century, Samuel Gompers, the father of the labor movement, made his case while trying to keep bohemian immigrants from Central Europe out of New York's cigar-making shops. He called it simply a case of the self-preservation of the American working class. In 2000, the AFL-CIO made a dramatic break with that tradition. It decided the best way to boost membership was to embrace the immigrants increasingly filling the ranks of low-wage jobs. But the AFL-CIO was only willing to go so far. Associate General Counsel Ana Avendano says making immigrants permanent, vested members of the working class is a good idea. Giving a job to a guest worker is not.
You staff it with somebody who's a temporary worker, who's only there for a limited period of time, usually with no benefits, usually hired through an independent temporary agency. You're changing the fundamental nature of that job. And that's what guest worker programs do.
Avendano points to the high-tech industry, which has seen an expansion of temporary workers in the past two decades. She contends that's led to more outsourcing, lower wages, and fewer benefits, something she fears would be replicated in other areas if a guest worker program were enacted. But some analysts contend that without a guest worker program, there's little hope of stemming the flow of undocumented workers across the Mexican border. That seems to be the position of Service Employee International's president, Andy Stern. He said today immigration reform must stamp out the underground economy this flow produces.
An economy where workers have little protection, work for substandard pay, and in hazardous conditions, which undermines standards for all workers in this country and creates divisions in workplaces and in our communities.
The SEIU made a high-profile break from the AFL-CIO last year, in part over how much to reach out to immigrants. SEIU has led the way for years and continues to have success. It recently unionized healthcare workers in California and janitors in Houston. No easy thing, says Kimberly Elliott of the International Institute of Economics, when a large percentage of those workforces is no doubt illegal.
They're very reluctant to come forward, to in any way stick out, to assert their rights because they're afraid of being deported or arrested.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce may seem a strange bedfellow for the SEIU as it calls for a guest worker program. Elliott believes the alliance will have its limits.
Clearly, the Chamber of Commerce is interested in having access to a larger legal supply of workers. My guess is they have not made a commitment to the SEIU that they will welcome in their organizers to organize these people, assuming that they're allowed in.
How interesting it would be, Elliott says, if legislation for a guest worker program required immigrants to be given information on their right to unionize. But she doubts that's likely to happen. The Senate takes up immigration reform next month. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.